The following podcast contains explicit language.
YY is brought to you by Salvation. Upload photos of different parts of your body, your face, your neck, your hands, and let Salvation's amazing staff of trained beauty experts recommend lotions, balms, and serums based on where you're aging the most. Visit joinsalvation.com to start your profile. Salvation. Stop aging. When I was dating in a smaller Midwestern city, I remember browsing OkCupid at a coffee shop, kind of gazing out the window, and then I saw the guy whose profile I was just looking at go by on his bicycle. I guess biking really is one of his hobbies. Dating in New York, we like to think that that won't happen. No one's ever going to spy you downing a burrito after work or hiking up your tights on a subway platform. But they do. The city has its own secret voodoo that brings us together. Today on YOY, one of those stories of an unplanned meeting from my lovely friend, Joanna.
I'm fucking 31 years old, and this is my dating life.
One night in Greenpoint, Joanna was out for drinks with her roommate.
And it's not very late. It's 8:30. It's dinner time. And there's this couple that comes in. They pick a corner table. They looked like they didn't know each other that well, but they just start making out.
And at this point, the bar is still a restaurant. There's a family nearby just chewing on their salads.
The makeout was so intense, like fake intense. I felt like The Notebook was happening in front of me at a totally inappropriate time and place.
Grabbing faces with both hands, soft kisses, hard kisses, fast, slow.
It was definitely not even 9 o'clock.
Joanna and her roommate can't look away. That guy, he looks kind of familiar.
Wait a second. Oh my God, that's who I just agreed to go on a Tinder date with.
The girl he was making out with had this black Betty Page hair with a severe bang and was covered in tattoos. Just not very Joanna. Joanna has a soft bang. She's less rockabilly, more work professional chic.
Do you think I work professional chic?
All the time.
Shut up. That is so sweet. Thank you.
So we could kind of say maybe you might be prettier than this other girl, but who had the better skin?
I did.
Bright, glowing.
I actually spotted my first wrinkles for the first time recently. I got a little crow's feet happening.
We're going to take a quick break, but when we get back, we'll find out if Joanna decided to keep her date plans with this guy or call the whole thing off. Today's episode is brought to you by Salvation. And here to learn all about Salvation is my colleague, Heather. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
So, Heather, you don't know anything about this product, so I'm just going to tell you everything I know.
Okay.
Salvation is a service that recommends beauty products, and they do it based on your aging profile. So the way it works is they have an online portal at joinsalvation.com, and there you're going to upload photos of your body. What do you think you'd photograph?
I guess my neck. That's what just popped into my head, like the book, I Feel Bad About My Neck. I don't feel bad, but it's a book I'm familiar with. I guess anything but my face because, I don't know, it just sort of invites.
Yeah, there's some parts we want feedback on, like in terms of are we aging at the same pace as our peers? And there might be other spots where we're like, I do not want to know. The philosophy at Salvation isn't a secret. Different parts of you age differently depending on your sun exposure, your skincare routine, and even how often you do the dishes. So don't waste time. Get a free Lotion Lab sample pack just by visiting joinsalvation.com and enter offer code YOY at checkout. Salvation. Stop aging.
It sounds like it's out of a sci-fi movie. Like, we can't stop aging. How are they going to try to stop aging?
Yeah, maybe I'm reading this wrong. Maybe it's supposed to be solve aging. I mean, you don't want to stop aging.
Well, maybe we do, though.
Well, there's only one way to find out, and that's by visiting joinsalvation.com and entering YOY at checkout. Salvation. Stop aging. So our hero, Joanna, is at this bar with her roommate, Becky, and she has to decide whether or not she's going to keep the date.
What did you like about this guy?
He seemed really, like, beefy. which I was into. Like, he seemed very, like, beefy and muscular, which is not my type normally. So I was like, okay. And also, he's also from Minnesota.
And Joanna loves Minnesota.
I, like, have a disgusting amount of pride and affection for my home state. So I'm like, oh, if you're from Minnesota, you're going to be fucking cool.
So she leaves it up to her roommate, Becky, to decide.
I worship Becky.
And Becky says, you have to do this.
Because this is your meet cute.
Oh.
You saw this guy make out with someone else. What a weird coincidence. You had just agreed to go on a date with him and you see him kissing someone else. And it's going to be so funny. And you're going to meet him. And it'll be like a funny story.
So now it's a week later. And Joanna is headed to a totally different bar for a date with Mr. Dinnertime Makeout.
I had already had a couple of glasses of wine. And I showed up to the bar. And I'm waiting for the guy, and I turn to the bartender, and I say, can you get me something non-alcoholic that looks like an alcoholic drink?
Okay, so maybe she's not super optimistic about this meet cute.
There's nothing wrong with online dating, but in my head there was a voice that was like, I'm too good for this. I deserve better than this.
I feel this about most things I do that are out of the ordinary, though, and I always have to talk down that voice. I mean, it's usually saying, I'm too old for this.
Mm-hmm.
Too old for this.
Yeah.
But I think I'm too old for this basically anytime I'm in a line anywhere.
I feel that way just in New York in general.
Yeah.
When the subway is insane, I'm like, this is no way to live. I'm too old for this.
Speaking of getting older, I'm so sorry, but I'm going to have to take a quick break. We'll be right back. What's your name and what do you do?
I'm Laura, and I'm a beauty agent for Salvation.
So, per your instructions, I went on to joinsalvation.com, and I uploaded about 5 or 6 photos of different parts of my body. I did a hand shot. I did a neck shot. I did just, like, full face, and then just for fun, I threw in one of my elbows. So, what are you seeing? What are you noticing? Tell me about your process.
Okay. So, I'm looking at your hands.
Cool.
Okay.
I don't have a manicure.
Oh, no. We don't care about that. Your nails grow back. Are you doing the dishes a lot?
Just, I'll probably do them like once a night, you know?
Yeah. And, okay, let me ask you this. Do you put sunscreen on your hands?
Is there like a product for that? Or?
Yeah, we've got our peach cobbler lotion. It's from this amazing Korean company, and you can apply that, you know, especially on that pointer knuckle area that's got those, you know, those
deep
lines.
Is that where people age or just me?
Well, it looks like a trouble spot on your hands. You know, you look close, you can see that the skin is kind of papery, but it's not taut.
You know, it does kind of look like my mom's knuckle. Like, the more I look at it, it kind of feels like maybe I'm just looking down at her hand, not at my hand.
Well, a lot of these photos show a very youthful person, which is why I was surprised by the hand photos. So I think that's basically your big trouble spot. And in fact, I wasn't sure if I was looking at the photos of a very young person with old hands or an old person with, like, really great face skin. So you should be really, you know, happy with your facial skin. And, you know, we have a face peel that can help you keep in some of that moisture and firmness that you already have. That's a good product to try. But yeah, you're in really good shape. It's just, you know, you've got those kind of Grand Canyons on your knuckles.
Cool. Well, I can't wait to get my peach cobbler lotion in the mail. And YY listeners, you can get this treatment as well. You can get a free 30-day Salvation membership where an agent like Laura is going to send you these targeted products for your aging weakness zones. I had no idea that my hands look like the hands of an old, old woman, but now I know. So just visit joinsalvation.com and enter YOY at checkout. Thank you so much, Laura. You've been incredible.
Oh, you're welcome, Andrea. My pleasure.
So back to the date. Joanna is sipping on her drink and waiting for this guy to show up, the guy who she's already seen making out with another girl. And he's so late.
And I'm talking to the bartender. And this guy next to me starts talking to me, too, and, like, a really good-looking guy, handsome guy, cute, very cute.
He looks like John Mayer, the singer.
I was like, oh, hi.
It turns out he's a bar regular, the kind who's not a drunk or pickup artist, just a friendly guy who likes draft beer. Meanwhile, Joanna's date, he's still not there.
And also the guy keeps texting me and he's like, I'll be there in 5 minutes. And then 5 minutes pass and he's like, so sorry, I'll be there in 5 minutes.
After 30 minutes of waiting, the handsome bar regular says, forget this guy.
Let me buy you a drink. We'll hang out and it'll be great.
But before she could cancel on him, of course he shows up.
And he weirdly, like, smelled like an ex-boyfriend who I think is really gross. And so I was instantly like, ooh.
He sits down next to Joanna and flags the bartender.
He's like, hey, I'll take your well-drink tequila, no ice.
When the drink arrives, he starts fumbling around in his pockets.
Instantly, there was a little alarm set off in my head. He just seemed so demonstrative about the fact that he was fumbling through his pockets. And he's like, well, I was at this conference and I learned about something. And then he pulls out a sour apple blow pop and holds it up to me and presents it to me. And I can feel the bartender watching and I can feel Jesse watching.
Jesse, he's that cute bar regular. He's grinning at Joanna.
He's like, I learned about this thing while I was at this conference in Philadelphia. And I was like, oh, no. And then he holds up the sour apple blow pop. And he slowly unwraps it.
No.
And he's kind of looking at me while he unwraps it with like a smile.
Stop it.
Yes.
No, no, no. Really stop.
Yes.
We need to break real quick for a word from our sponsors. Okay, we're back with more Salvation. I'm here at Panoply Offices with my producer, Lindsay, and we're about to open up my peach cobbler knuckle cream. Would you do the honors?
Of course.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's pretty nice packaging. I think it's going to be really nice.
Okay. This is cute. It looks like a weird little, looks like a peach, actually.
It does. If there was like a cartoon version of a peach.
So we can take a look at this before right here. My knuckle's pretty dry. You can see the skin kind of flaking. And we're just going to put a big glop right on there. Okay, I'm rubbing it in. It's like kind of tingly. It smells great.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not angry to be sitting next to you right now. It smells pretty great.
For a limited time, YY listeners can get a free 30-day Salvation membership where a skilled agent will send you targeted products for your aging weakness spots. I was sent this magical knuckle lotion, and it smells amazing. Some of their products are natural, and every single one is tested in a lab. Visit joinsalvation.com and enter YY at checkout. Oh, weird. Hello?
Hello. If you or someone you know has applied Salvation skin products within the last year, you may have a legal claim. Some users have reported burn-like rashes.
Lindsay, can you look these people up really quick? I'm back with my friend Joanna, and she was in the middle of telling this great story about a date, and I just totally lost track of where you were.
Am I not making sense?
No, you are. You are.
Do you have, like, a doctor's appointment? You seem, like, really...
I'm sorry. It's just there's stuff's been going on in the ads today, and I'm having a really hard time. I just feel like I'm running out of time.
Should I come back?
No.
Okay.
So where we left off, Joanna's on a date with this beefy guy from Minnesota. A guy who things are probably not going to work out with because, one, she saw him making out with another girl at a different bar a few weeks ago. Two, he was like 30 minutes late. And now, three, whatever he's about to do with the sour apple blow pop that he just pulled out of his pocket.
So he takes the blow pop and he looks at me and he unwraps it. And then he dips it into the tequila and swirls it around. And then looks at me and puts it in his mouth. And he's like, it's pretty good.
And Joanna's thinking, this is a joke.
His room temperature tequila is green.
Ugh.
There's a green sheen around his lips.
And there's a smell, this tequila smell, a sour apple blow pop smell, and it's just kind of sitting in the air.
And he goes, "Want a taste?"
And he leaned the blow pop towards her face.
I said, "Absolutely not."
And this whole time she's looking over at Jesse thinking, "This is who I want to be on a date with, this cute, nice guy." But there's a rule in dating. Even if you don't like the person, you try to make it for that one drink. But in this case, he's not drinking the way you normally drink a drink.
This was like watching water boil, but instead it was like watching tequila disappear vis-a-vis blow pop.
Dip, lick, dip, lick.
And then all of a sudden, I feel this thwack on my ass.
It's Handsome Jesse.
And it was his way of saying, like, hey. And normally, I would be, like, totally offended. And normally, I would smack someone or scream in their face. But because I was, like, on a date with another man and there was this other person who I was kind of like, ooh, hey, I was totally into it. Like, I was like, you're crazy. I like this.
Finally, Blow Pop heads to the bathroom and they have a chance to talk.
And Jesse turns to me and he goes, are you having fun on a date with your Goo Goo Gaga baby man?
She wasn't.
Just tell him that you don't want to be on this date with him, and then we'll drink some drinks, and it'll be great.
But it's not that easy.
Even though this guy was inconsiderate, even though he was half an hour late, even though he's eating like a sour apple blow pop like an idiot, I don't want to hurt his feelings.
When he returns, Blow Pop points to a dark table in the corner of the bar.
And he said, listen, I've got a thing for dark corners. Why don't we go check out that booth that just opened up over there and I'll get a second drink? And I said, I really gotta go.
She never got the cute guy's number. She just put on her coat and headed out alone into the Brooklyn night. Joanna did go back to that bar, but it was 6 months later with me and her roommate, Becky.
No. Wait, I think Jesse's right behind you.
Wait, is that Jesse?
No. Sorry, that was supposed to be funny and it didn't work.
That's gross.
Jesse never showed up, but the bartenders offered to give him Joanna's number, and that happened, and then he texted, and they went on a date. And he was just as handsome and John Mayer-like as Joanna remembered.
It was fine. It was a fine date. He was like a really nice guy. He took me out to like a really, really nice dinner. And we just did not have very much in common. It was a date. I had a meet cute on a meet cute, but it still was not the meet cute.
Do you feel like you would have handled this blow pop situation differently if you weren't as old as you are now?
Yeah, I mean, if I was younger, I feel like I probably would have been like, oh, we're gonna get married. What an interesting and novel person. I deserve him.
And getting older means?
Leaving after, I mean, ugh, that was a long drink. Only the surface area of a blow pop as a vehicle for the liquid is just very slow. But yeah, getting older, I mean, I feel like I'm recognizing more what's going to work for me and what's not.
You know, as I've gotten older, I feel a lot wiser sometimes.
See, I feel like it's all on a continuum.
Andrea?
Oh, hey, Mark.
Look, I really need to talk to you right now.
Could this wait? Because Joanne and I are in the middle of talking.
This absolutely cannot wait.
I can't lose the studio right now, so I feel like we... Would you mind just sitting down in here with me?
I really don't...
Are you sure I should be here? This seems...
I think this would be good.
Okay.
What's your name?
Joanna.
Joanna, nice to meet you.
I just
Mark
met
runs
you.
Sales here at Panoply.
Okay.
Is this microphone on?
Probably not.
Okay. Andrew, I was just going through the ad tracker. You know, I maintain very close attention on the ad tracker, pay very close attention to what ads have been sold on with shows, and I'm sure I don't have to tell you because I know you are keeping an eye on this as well. We did not have any ads sold for your show this week.
Except for Salvation.
I noticed that you added Salvation into the ad tracker.
Yeah, she's been talking about it all week.
Andrew, there's no logical way to say this, so I'm just going to say I think you know that that is not a real company, and I'm not really sure what you're trying to pull off here. Thought perhaps Andrea had sold her own ad, which would be unorthodox. We do have a full staff here that does those things, as you know. I was not able to find any company called Salvation. And
wait, did you make this up?
I'm sorry, Joanna. I planted a fake ad in this episode. I thought it was like really cute, but Salvation isn't a real company. Come on, it was obvious, right? Who would upload photos of their body and ask someone to judge them and rank them on their aging?
Andrea, for you to make up an entire company that doesn't exist and pretend that those ads have been sold on your show in greater quantity, this show is usually about 15 minutes long?
25, I'd say.
So what's great about the podcast format is you can kind of like play with the...
Yes, that's true. That's true.
I can picture the headline. YOY, new Panoply show, experiments with fake ads on exciting new podcast.
I can envision the full-scale walkout of my entire ad ops team. I can envision losing sales reps. I can envision losing sales planners, media strategists, ad coordinators, copy editors, because they're going to feel like all the work that they're doing on behalf of your show, and I don't think I have to tell you,
it wasn't about
there's
them.
A couple dozen other shows that they're doing that same level of work for.
Should I go?
And you're laughing in their face.
Should I go? I mean, Andrea's an Aquarius, so she's just like really creative.
Pisces.
Oh, never mind. Even more so.
I recognize.
I'm so sorry, Mark. I mean, if I had any idea, I don't think I would have done this. I might have done it, but I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have done it.
So you'll redo the whole episode, yeah?
We'll try, yeah.
I can be a fast talker. It's cool.
Okay.
We'll knock it out of the park.
When I'm downloading the episode tomorrow morning in Stamford before I get on the train.
You're going to hear this Minnesota accent and no ads.
That's what I'm hoping I'll hear.
I hope I upload the right file.
Andrea, come on.
The good thing is that you learn lessons from the mistakes you made when you were younger.
I'll take that as a sign that I'll be downloading the correct file tomorrow morning.
Let's talk after this, okay? I'll pop by your office.
All right. Joanna, it was nice to meet you.
You know, it's weird when your body starts to age and you get older and stuff.
I gotta say, I feel like I look better than ever.
You do.
Oh my God, you do too.
Can I set you up with Mark? It'd be a real meet cute.
No!
And that's it for this episode. Our show is edited by Hillary Frank. Our producer is Lindsay Cradwell. Special thanks to Laura Mayer and Andy Bowers at Panoply. Our theme song is by Andy Nicholas. Our logo changes every week, and you can thank Teddy Blanks for that. He's at chips.nyc. Huge thanks to Robert Smith, who, over tacos one day, gave me an outlet for all my hand anxiety. He came up with the entire concept for this episode. Big thanks to Laura Mayer. A ton of your ideas ended up in this episode, and you gave Salvation a name. Thank you. Thank you also to Sarah Bentley, Jason Gambrell, Sam Dingman, and Mary Wilson. Next time on YOY, I have questions about Salvation. We get that rep back on the phone. What are some of the weirder photos people have been sending you?
You wouldn't believe how much toe ebbing we see.
Really?
People don't want their in-betweensies to look old-sies. No?